Thank you for calling Orange Top Fiber. My name is Abigail. Could you go ahead with your name, please?
Yeah, the last name is King, K-I-N-G.
Hey, King, how can I, Mr. King, how can I help you today?
My first name is Robert, if you need that. I just want to sign up for Wi-Fi service with you.
Okay, no problem. We'd be more than happy to set up service for you. First, let me check on your address. Could you go ahead with your service address, please?
Sure, it's 35 Brook, B-R-O-O-K, Street. And that's in Kingston.
Okay, so 35 Brook Street. Give me a moment, please. You said you're in Kingston. I'm just checking to see if we do service there.
Yeah, not yet, I don't think, but it's coming. I had called last week and then kind of decided I needed to do a little more research before I finished.
Now So the in-service date for your location is on October 25th, but you can definitely sign up for service now. Are you interested in a specific service, the 1 gig or the 2 gig?
The 1 gig, and then I'm going to need Wi-Fi extenders. At least 2, maybe 3.
Okay, so with
system, and I don't know. It just depends on, I guess, how strong the service is, and I don't know. I may end up needing another. We'll see.
Okay, so do you want me to start off with 2, and if it's the case that you do need an additional extender?
Yeah, let's start off with 2 and see how that goes.
Okay, just to let you know, for each extender, it's $7.99 per month. Okay.
Yep. Yep.
All right. And are you interested in getting the phone service, the landline?
No.
All right. So the total would be $95.97. All right.
Okay.
Okay. And just to confirm, the address is 35 Brook Street, Kingston, New York, 12401. Do you rent or own the property?
We own it.
And your utility wires, how are they feeding your home? Is it through the air or under the ground?
The current cable wiring, you mean? Or?
Yeah, like your utility wires, your phone cable or your power cable.
It's on a wire from the street above the ground.
Okay. And is your billing address different than your service address?
Nope.
All right. Thank you for that information. And could you go ahead and spell your first name for me, please?
Sure. R-O-B-E-R-T, Robert.
And your last name is K-I-N-G?
K-I-N-G. You got it.
Email address on file?
rknyc@aol.com.
Primary phone number that you'd like to add on file?
646-404-2370.
Okay, so 646-404-2370.
Yep.
How may we contact you, phone, email, or text?
Text is probably best.
Okay. I'm going to just read you a quick disclosure for text. So at Archup Fiber, we can notify customers via text messaging with important information like install appointments, updates about the order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive text messages, you'll be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. And let me assure you that we only use this method for account-specific updates. We'll not send you any advertisements on your cell phone unless you authorize that. You can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communications via email or phone call. Message and data rates may apply. Is that okay?
Yep, perfect.
All right. And just to go over the order with you, you have a home location. You're interested in getting the 1 gig fiber internet. You want two extenders, no phone service at the moment. The address is 35 Brook Street, Kingston, New York, 12401. You own the property. The utility wires are through the air, and your billing address is not different than your service address.
You got it.
So as part of our order process, we'll need to run a soft credit check just to determine if a deposit is required. This will not affect your credit score. We just need a few pieces of information to validate that you are who you say you are and to see if you're required to pay the minimal deposit prior to installation. You can opt to bypass the credit check, but doing so will automatically require a $50 deposit. Are you willing to do the credit check?
Yeah, I'll do a credit check.
All right, whenever you're ready, you can go ahead with the social.
Card number for me?
I'm sorry?
Are you going to need a credit card number from me?
If it's the case that you do pass the credit check, then no.
I don't have my wallet. I was going to have to run upstairs. I was going to ask you to hold on.
What we would need, if you want the auto pay to get the $10 off, we can add your checking or savings account on file, or we can add a credit and debit card. But with a credit and debit card, it takes $5 off. But with a checking or savings, you get $10 off.
Okay, I can give you that. I just have to log on. Okay, tell me what you need.
Your social security number?
468-804302.
Okay, so no deposit is required. And you said that you're going to do the discount for the auto pay and paperless billing, correct?
Yes.
All right, whenever you're ready, you can go ahead with the routing number.
Well, let's see. I'm on the website. Hold on, I have to just find it. Routing number. Oh, I hate this routing number. Okay, it's there's a lot of numbers there. 399 and then 40. And then 11082390 89.
Are you sure that's the routing number?
Oh, no, that's my account number. Sorry.
That's okay.
You know, it's Friday. Okay, the routing number is 101-205-681. Does that sound better?
Is it UMB?
I think that's right. Yes, UMB. We use UMB for processing. Yes. That's
okay.
UMB.
And you can go ahead with the account number now.
Okay. 399 and then 40.
It as in 0000?
Yes.
Okay.
So 390000 08239089.
Let me repeat, the number is 399000 11082390089.
That's it.
All right, what's the name on the account?
Robert King, K-I-N-G.
Is that a checking or savings account?
It's safe checking.
Do you authorize ACH direct debit payments?
Yes.
How did you hear about ArchDop?
Oh, excuse me, no, I'm yawning. How did I hear about ArchDop? I don't know. I went to an informational meeting, but I don't remember how I heard about the meeting. Maybe through like my city council representative, I think.
Okay.
It was a while ago.
Is there anything that the technician should be aware of on your property?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. All right, I'm just going to read you a few disclosures. So at the time of our initial connection, the technician, they'll determine the best way to connect to your service. So they may install the drop cable. That is the cable that connects your home to our fiber network at the street prior to the day of your installation, but you do not need to be home for that part of the installation. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground. We'll then help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. If you do have a current provider to maintain consistent connection, we recommend our new customers wait until the fiber services are installed to cancel the current provider. The ONT gateway and any equipment that is provided by Archtop Fiber is the property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you'll receive a return kit to send all associated equipment back to Archtop. Archtop do reserve the right to charge for unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, please visit our website. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account. You're automatically enrolled in your Archtop Fiber online account using the email address you provided today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time? As posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of dispute through arbitration.
Yep.
Okay, no problem. So closer to October 25th, we'd be giving you a call just to set up a date and time for the installation, okay?
Yeah, perfect.
No problem. Is there anything else I can assist with before you go, Robert?
No, I don't think so. You said October 25th. You were estimating that it could be like after that anyway.
Either the 25th or later afterwards. So we will call you before the 25th. And if it's the case that the construction team, they finish a lot earlier, then we'll just give you a call to let you know.
All right, great. Yeah, we're gone most of the month of November is the only reason I'm asking. I don't need to have it done before then. I just, if you don't hear back from me, it's because I've disconnected from life.
Okay. We'll make sure to take note.
I can't even keep my routing number, my account number straight. Come on. Okay. Excellent. Anything else?
No, that's it.
Cool. Thank you very much. Thanks for your help.
You're welcome. Well, have a great day, Robert, and thank you for calling Archtop Fiber.
All righty. Bye-bye.